Thank you for joining us for our 37th Anal Probe segment. Join John, Jared, Mike, with a drop-in from Rochelle, and Katie. Do you like the Anal Podcast? Help us get noticed. Like, subscribe, review wherever you found our show. It helps us get noticed, and we love to get noticed. Do you have a question for the Anal Pod? Feel free to leave us a message at anchor.fm/analpod. Hit the message us button. You might even end up on the podcast. Welcome to the Anal Podcast. Tonight I am joined by John, Rochelle, Jared, and anyone else that decides to drop in. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm John, and the penguins make me sad.
Hi, I'm Rochelle, and today I learned about apomorphine for dogs, and it was really exciting.
I'm Jared, and I can't think of anything witty to say about John's hole this week. Sorry.
This is not the bromance I signed up for.
What are we starting with tonight, boys? Shall we start with Zack Snyder's super good Netflix movie called Army of the Dead, where zombies have sex and babies?
They don't have sex. They have rape with women that can't protect themselves.
Well, no.
That one kind of seemed to want it, in my personal opinion.
That was the original version, and he had to change it. So it's just zombies banging other zombies, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they were super into it.
So that's the version that he wanted, was the rape version. Zack Snyder wanted rape zombies. Let's just get that on record.
Yeah, let's content warning this. We just sort of jumped right in.
Who has watched the movie?
No one's watching the movie. It's not happening.
I've watched the movie! I wanted to talk smack on Zack Snyder, so I watched the movie!
We'll do it. We can do it without watching it.
What is this movie?
It's Army of the Dead, Zack Snyder's Netflix zom-com drama. Because it's like sexy zombie times. I don't know what it is.
Zack Snyder's another gross misunderstanding of themes.
It's an abortion of intent.
Yeah. There's a way to phrase it.
I mean, I heard Tignataro was good.
Yeah, probably. And Chris D'Elia got fired from it, so that's good.
The people in the movie, like, their acting and stuff was okay, but overall the plot was crap. I felt like the best part of the whole damn movie was the opening credits, when you miss, like, the whole good part of the movie, and then from there out it's all downhill.
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen a Zack Snyder movie before.
So basically, first 7 minutes, good to go, and after that, forget it?
Yeah, I mean that was, like, the best part of Watchmen, right?
Yeah.
It's been stricken from my mind.
I mean, it just seemed like all the coolest of the action happened before the movie started, and they just gave you a little taste of that through the entrance cutscene, and then after that, they start building a heist movie over sexy, smart zombies, and it's just, I would have rather seen the movie that was happening during those credits than the actual abortion of intent that sprung forth.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, because I've only, you know, read synopses and reviews, but so the premise of the movie is that some rich guy wants them to break into his vault to get a bunch of monies before the government nukes Las Vegas. To kill the Zambos.
The bad, super bad Zambos.
But, so they need a safecracker because the guy that he owns it, he don't have the combination.
Of course not.
But then also it was a switcheroo, and the whole point was just to get a zombie sample.
Correct, sir.
But like,
big
why
reveal?
Not? But like, why not just have that? Like, why does he have to trick him?
Specifically because they needed to get the head of these smart Zombos, which aren't like the hordes. They hang out in the center. They're smart. They hunt. They bang. They fall in fucking love, man.
Yeah, but like, why not just say that that's what you gotta do? Like, why trick, like, everyone?
Because there was a secret character. That was his whole plot point. Come on, he wouldn't have been required. But above that, the best part of the whole movie is when the mother and daughter get crushed by the shipping container. And from there out, the movie's all fucking downhill. Yep, I said it.
That happens in the first 7 minutes?
Correct. I think it's less than that.
Did the totally realistic zombie tiger do anything for you?
The totally realistic Zumbo Tiger was actually kind of cool in like three scenes as far as it looked neat, as far as the grotesque nature of it. But overall, the CGI really wasn't that impressive for me. I mean, I've seen sci-fi do some pretty good things with their, you know, asylum flicks.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I like talking about Zack Snyder movies because they're so easy to rag on, but I don't like I have no motivation for this one.
Yeah, I definitely when I realized it was on Netflix, I was like, John, should we watch this? He's like, please no.
I figured you two would have definitely done it, so I watched it and I was like, I'm gonna be ready. Topic number one.
What's topic number one? What is it? Let's talk about it.
Army of the Dead. Zack Snyder.
That's it. Oh, okay. Well, we're done then. We
check.
Best movie ever. Move on.
But also, Rob, this is an expanded universe. We got a prequel coming. We got animes coming. Like, it's we're not done.
I'm gonna watch it. When zombies start having sex, and you're gonna create an entire generation of people who are zombie sexers. I mean, when I grew up, it was vampire kids having sex everywhere, and now we're gonna have zombie kids having sex? What the fuck's happening?
I wonder if Clark Kent Jr.'s Batman will show up in the zombie universe.
I mean, you know, if zombies are a metaphor for consumerism, I mean, I guess it makes sense.
They're not. No, zombies are just zombies.
Oh, I mean,
they're just zombies. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, how could they be a metaphor for consumerism if the whole, like, not actual point of the movie, but, like, a lot of the theme is about getting money. The zombies are no longer the zombies anymore. They're just...
Well, yeah, before you wipe out an intelligent population that calls that area home.
Well, and that's apparently the ironic thing is I saw a review, and they were basically saying how he just ripped off, like, Aliens... a couple other movies, but that's like one of the quotes from, like, I think it was Aliens, that it's like, you don't see the aliens, like, at least they're not fucking each other over, and it's like the zombies are just, I guess, they're living, they have their own little utopia.
Yeah, the zombies are kicking ass. The one line in the movie is we thought we were keeping them in, but this is their paradise, they were keeping us out, or some fucking baloney.
Oh, so it's also like I Am Legend.
Yes. Check.
But the bad ending? That made no sense?
Not the actual Omega ending, you mean?
Which ending made no sense?
Or the novel ending.
Hi, Mike.
Holy shit, there's a mic in the channel. Is hockey over? Do we need to segue to hockey
talk?
Shut up.
No, we do not. No.
No more hockey
too
talk.
Too fresh.
Done.
Hockey talk is off till next week.
Hockey talk is off for a long time.
Well, no, the bad ending is that he like sacrifices himself and kills all the they're vampires, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're vampires.
And then he kills them all, and then
that's the theater ending.
The theater ending is the bad ending that doesn't make any sense because they were building up to like, oh, the vampires are smart or have feelings. And then in the actual ending, it's like he lets them go. And then they just go, he lets the one vampire go and they leave him alone because they're like, yeah, that's what we just let him go. That's all we wanted, you asshole. You fucking dick. And then he was like, oh, maybe I'm the monster.
I do have one compliment for the movie, though, before we topic swap.
I mean,
there was one part where there were a whole bunch of dried up zombies laying on the ground, and they make a comment about how when it rains, they come back to life for a while and then they dry back up. And I thought that was kind of cool.
So then it rained and then they came back and you were like, oh shit, it was really intense.
Never happened because that would imply foreshadowing.
Oh, so that was just, okay, that was just...
It was just a neat comment to produce canon for in the pre-sequel remake that does that'll happen then.
Don't you love watching a movie and they reference something and you're like, oh man, that's really cool, and then it just never pays off?
Yep.
Also, so the zombies, we become plants whenever we become zombies? Like our entire cell structure just
plants versus zombies
changes?
They just dried up and the muscle couldn't move, and then when the muscle got wet and slippery again, they could move.
What does that imply? Zombies need to like drink water or like take
Just need to get moisturized. They need a good lotion.
Oh, sure, okay. I mean, they probably have that in Vegas, you know. I'm sure there's tubs of it.
It is a zombie utopia. They're pretty set. Speaking of utopias, I think that all of us are so heavily invested in AMC right now, we can talk about how happy we are about that today, being Wednesday the 26th after AMC cranked all the way up to $19.67. Yay, right?
Yay.
I've doubled my investment, so that's something.
So the cult I joined was okay. We're on the right track. Still checking boxes, moving that price up, kicking the can down the road, right? Everything's on track.
Well, I mean,
John, you're the one that told me months ago that I was in a cult.
Yeah. still are. Like, American capitalism is a cult. But I mean, people can benefit from being in a cult. So, I mean,
true story.
In one,
sure can. It's if you are also self-aware enough to realize you're in a cult, so that gives you a leg up. As long as you don't lose that.
What if I want to and willingly give myself to the AMC ape community? Let them tear me apart, devour me, and we'll become one.
You mean like zombies actually do?
Yeah.
Well, Rob has more successfully outlined what zombies are than Zack Snyder has ever dreamed of. So, good job, Rob. I'll give you the next contract for writing a zombie movie.
Boom! AMC, as well as GME, were on the moves. Crypto had a couple weird dips last week, but seems to have been stabilized and on the incline. Yeah, pretty interesting that a lot of things that needed to come to fruition have, and a lot more quickly than people would have thought. And we're at $20, and hopefully we continue to grow.
Neat.
Very neat. Jared, do you think this is possibly the largest transfer of wealth in history, just like the Land Baron says?
No.
Why not?
Because it's all nonsense. Everything she says is nonsense.
But she said about that June 2nd being super important. A lot of stuff's riding on her June 2nd, wasn't it?
I don't. I just post it and I hope.
No, you don't actually go down the Land Baron rabbit hole?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes, again, as Rochelle was mentioning before recording, it's just your eyes glaze and you're like, what are these? What?
Well, did your eyes glaze over when you heard about, like, the president of Belarus having that commercial airliner, like, seize? Did you hear about that one?
Vaguely, I haven't been keeping up on.
Oh, Jared, you're supposed to be in touch with all of our foreign political affairs.
I know. I'm failing in my podly duties.
You're fine. It was your anniversary, so happy anniversary. Yeah.
Thank you.
Was it awesome? Did you go out to eat? Did you have to wear a mask? Was it a thing?
Yeah, we just did, yesterday we did dinner and drinks. And it's just amazing the difference between where we are outside of the city and going into the city. And they're like, no, you gotta wear a mask. And then unless you're eating outside, you can take your mask off. But if you go inside to go to the bathroom, you better put that damn mask back on, motherfucker. Really strict. Up here, they're just like, yeah, whatever. Fuck it. But Monday was the big day because that's when we went to see the sloth.
Oh, yes, I've seen images.
Yeah.
It was cute and soft.
What other things did it have going for it, other than cute and soft?
Does it need more? Like,
oh no, like I don't really know what a sloth has to offer other than cute soft. I didn't know if they like shit gold or anything awesome. Never seen a sloth.
They have a very strong core.
From hanging on trees, I'd assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought their claws were hooked in a way that it made it effortless, though.
Well, still, I mean, you know, it's not like they just flop there, you know?
Oh, I thought that's kind of what they did.
Yeah, their name would imply that they just sloth there.
But they're not completely flop.
I'm wrong.
You know.
Yeah, okay.
And so apparently, their name is a misnomer?
No, she moved very slow.
Oh. Was it, like, awesome to watch her? Were you, like, eager, like, watching paint dry, or...
And it was, when you got up next to her, it was cute, especially when she was chomping on her treats, little tongue going. But, you know, I mean, Katie was pretty gung-ho about it, so she'd give you a better description of the event than I.
All right, next time she comes on, we're going to ask for sloth descriptions.
Sloth talk.
Yeah, with Katie. So you don't know anything about the ceasefire in Palestine between Hamas and Palestine and that?
I mean, I heard that they did a ceasefire, and then when Palestinians were celebrating in a mosque the ceasefire, some Israeli soldiers tear gassed them. I remember that last week. I'm not really sure if anyone died. I mean, I know that like the discourse now, like. Is now they've switched it back to if you criticize Israel, you're anti-Semitic. So that's exciting.
Well, there's even problems going on American soil with anti-Semitic attacks, even more so lately, which is just flabbergasting to me.
I mean, America is super racist and bigoted. I mean,
well, yeah, that's it. I guess that's the thing. Like, I am used to a very certain type of bigotry and prejudice, some of it ingrained and not even understood. But I've never experienced it towards Jewish people ever, other than the you know, turn of phrase, you know, about lowering the price.
Well, again, if, you know, we talk about the Baron, but like her cult believes that like globalist Jews run the world. Globalist commie Jews run the world. So
is there a direct correlation to communists and Judaism? Or is that just something that they negative stereotype that they have all the money? And
well, it's a holdover from Nazi propaganda,
right? Isn't it like a like Nazi propaganda coupled with like a complete misunderstanding of something, in this case communism?
Well, I don't think it was a misunderstanding. I mean, at the time, you know, I don't know the specific reasons why, but I mean, at, you know, during the Russian Revolution, a lot of the Bolsheviks just happened to be Jewish. So then post-revolution, you know, with Nazi Germany, you know, contrary to their name, were actually very anti-socialist. And a lot of their propaganda, anti-communist, anti-socialist was against, you know, the USSR, specifically like Jewish communists. And that propaganda, I mean, it makes sense that it sort of kept around, you know, after World War II, like the Nazis are gone, but now the communists are our enemies in the West. And, you know, there was already just sort of anti-Semitism existing, obviously. So that just sort of kept going and just sort of kind of kept reinventing itself until now. That's where it is now. It's just like these Jewish, but they don't say they're Jews anymore. They say globalists, right? Because they've sort of changed the terminology. So, you know, it becomes like this dog whistle. So if some rando hears it, they don't quite get the meaning.
Really? So globalist is like code for Jewish.
Yeah, globalist is code for Jewish, also communist. Because that's the idea, is that, you know, communists are internationalists. And these right-wing people are very nationalists. They only want their one nation for reasons. But it's all these contradictions, right? Because, like, you know, stuff that I've shown from the Baron seems to be this, you know, quote-unquote general humanist shit that you'd think would be more international, more universal, but then very reactionary and nationalist, but not in like, because you can have a positive populist left-wing nationalism, which, you know, countries have had after revolutions and things, but theirs is just a very reactionary, xenophobic, racist nationalism, as we've seen with, you know, some of the other posts and just the stuff that the QAnoners talk about, like
the insanity.
Yeah. Words. But yeah, so yeah, when you hear stuff about globalists and
well, mostly what I've been hearing lately is China bad, China bad, China bad. So many ways, China bad, bad, bad. Even in the crypto market, China bad.
Well, it's true because they're cracking down, right?
Yeah.
They're like, this is terrible for the environment. You gotta stop. Because we care about the environment.
Yeah, whenever I read that, I actually, that made me smile. I was like, oh, wait, China's actually trying to do something to combat all this horrible climate change and all this rampant, just unchecked growth and just using of all the resources. They're actually trying to combat that by canceling crypto. Like, I understand it also serves the needs of the state, but it's still cool. Still cool if they're doing it.
China needs to get more social media savvy. What they should have done was they should have had like a press, you know, a press release for the West from like the CPC that said, you know, we're cracking down on Bitcoin mining because Elon Musk said it was bad for the environment.
Listen, Elon Musk mouse causes so much fucking problems everywhere. Oh my.
Just think about this system we live in, where this like born rich douchebag piece of shit that just buys companies and then says, "Oh, I did this." You know, it's the meme. You made this, I made this. He buys these companies, pretends like he has all the ideas, and he tweets something and just it makes markets like rise or crash.
Like, there are some people that think that he is just as an excuse to allow markets to do things in the AMC / GME short squeeze communities, but that's all conspiracy.
I mean, I think it can be a little bit. Well, I mean, but still, even if that's true, how fucked is the system?
Completely being the exact point.
Yeah, one man should not have that kind of power. That there's the, exactly. The problem is right there. That's all the more you need to know. To know that it's fucking fucked up.
So no one man should have all that power?
Yeah. I don't think they should.
Not even a man of steel?
Oh, shit. I mean, no one single person of any gender or anything should have that much power.
I was quoting a Kanye West song, so...
Yes. I know.
You're very bad freestyle rapists.
All right, so we don't have anything else on the ceasefire in Palestine or the fact that Belarus was all like, we're fucking pirates now and we're just going to yank this commercial jet because we don't like what this journalist is doing as a dissident?
I mean, you guys mentioned it, Mike and John, about good old Mark Ruffalo. Just walking it back.
Walking it right on back.
I think he forgot that he was owned by Disney because he's part of the MCU, right?
It's company, man. Same.
Disney said, "Oh no, fix it," and he had to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, they can find another one. That's what they did when they found him.
It's the second time. Yeah, he's the third Incredible Hulk.
Right.
Hulk CGI 90% of the time. So. Eh.
John Cena had to also walk back the thing too, right? Or he apologized. John Cena apologized to China for calling Taiwan a country.
Is that offensive? Is it offensive other than being ignorant to geography? Because I'm incredibly ignorant to geography.
We're Americans. It goes without saying.
Yeah, well, I think it's a sore spot for China because, I mean, Taiwan... It, you know, was just like a British colony that wasn't liberated after the revolution or something. It was like a holdout. So, you know, China, it's like Taiwan is part of China, but it's this complicated thing where it's,
Oh, no, maybe I'm thinking... need to do a deep dive on that, because I got not a single fucking clue what you're talking about.
Sorry, I might be confusing that with Hong Kong, actually, now that I think about it.
We'll go ahead and save that for another episode.
Yeah, let's cut...
Before we jump to one of the other ones on my list, Rochelle, your topic. That's wonderful. So stop doing homework, which is your responsibility, and tell me all about Dolly's Reading Network and how its positive effect on kids is now scientifically documented, so Jared can ruin it somehow.
So yeah, I actually read the whole study.
Yes, it is an actual study, full write-up. I read about 3/4 of it, and then I fell apart, couldn't do it.
And there's testing that they used in this study called the Kindergarten Readiness Assessment. It's a standardized state test, and all children who are going into public school take this test. It's been found that children who like score low on this assessment test tend to never really catch up. Like, if you're not really being read to as a child, or even if there's not like availability of physical books in your home, then like it just, you're already behind starting, and you're never really going to catch up. And it's pretty sad, because it's obviously mostly lower income families. So Dolly Parton, amazing saint that she is, her imagination library is amazing. And I didn't realize that she like sends a book a month to like any kid that is signed up for this. So that's really cool. At the end of like being in this program, they should have about 60 books, which is a really like decent little size library for a kid to have. And that's, you know, physical books, and that's really important for kids to have. Also, included in the study was another program called Reach Out and Read, which is more of a, I believe it's a state or a national like sponsored program, but it's specific to pediatricians. So pediatricians are also like encouraging and have more books available in their office. So when kids come in for their wellness, like check up when they're like babies and, you know, they still count their age and months and whatnot, like they are supposed to really have further conversations with the parents saying, you know, you really need to read to your kid. Like, you really need to.
But wait, you're saying like they're actual, like, we're going in, we're going to get vaccines, you might have strep, mm-hmm. you're getting swabbed, and then their actual caregiver is going to take the second to be like, yo, read a book.
Yep, exactly. Wow,
that sounds like a step forward in some ways.
Right, and it's a pediatrician kind of program that they are, you know, really pushing to get reading instilled in children, like very young, or like reading to children. Right.
Did you happen to catch geographic locations in which these were done?
It is in the whatchamacallit, in that study. I could look again.
Oh, I just found it. Looks like Ohio, Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yep.
In partnership with Reach Out and Read and Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
There you go. There's some scientific proof that, yeah, you need to read to kids.
So can we at the podcast say that Dolly Parton's kind of awesome before Jared makes us all sad and points out the sad side of why this is terribly racist somehow?
What?
No, I'm just fucking with you, Jared. But there truly is a downside to the fact that a philanthropist has to start, you know, organizations to help kids read when we like have a public education system that's supposed to like be doing that exact thing and not letting them fall behind. Or am I mistaken?
No, that's not what schools are for. Apparently public schools aren't for learning. So, you know,
no, the private schools are for learning.
You just, you're never going to catch up.
Stay behind.
Yeah. Is this a bug or is this a feature? That the kids aren't reading
probably a
enough.
Feature.
Well, there could be multiple factors, like maybe both parents work and don't always have time.
Well, it's a guarantee nowadays. Both parents right. have to work or there's no success in the family. Continue.
Well, there could be, you know, families that are more like well off that maybe only one person has to work. I don't know.
Families that are better like, off have the nanny to read to the damn kids. They're fine.
That's true.
Well, and if you think about it...
Yeah, and those kids are always going to start ahead, you know? They're never going to fall behind.
Financially and intellectually.
Right, yeah.
I mean, what, like... what would have been, like, I don't know, 150 years ago. I mean, kids didn't read at all because they just worked in the fucking mines. You know?
Well, they had to read at least, like, exit and, like, danger. Those were probably, and, like, no trespassing. Those are on every mine I've ever seen.
Or TNT.
Oh, yeah!
You have to at least know some letters.
That was a terrible joke. I might cut that.
So, Jared, I think the only thing we can say negatively about Dolly Parton, who is a wonderful, wonderful person by all accounts, is that remastering of 9 to 5.
Oh yeah, it's kind of hackneyed and sucks.
Well, I mean, there's that, but it's also like promoting just never fucking stop working.
Well, yeah, you got to get them bootstraps. Poor Dolly isn't immune to bootstrapped ideology. She's a wonderful person, but that doesn't mean that she wasn't taught or even proven that bootstraps work. I mean, she's kind of an example of bootstraps working.
Poverty.
Never work. She just, you know, she just happened to have an amazing singing voice and used and enhanced her God-given things.
Are you saying her tits were the key to her success?
Absolutely not, but she did it on purpose. Like, she said, I bolted them on so I could make a bunch of money. And she's done a lot of good with that money.
And those tits, I'm sure.
But, like, you know, plenty of people that can't do that, won't get the exposure, you know, that can't bootstrap their way to where she is. Like, bootstrap ideology is garbage. It doesn't work.
By definition, it is insane.
Yeah, it's not a thing that actually works because it's not valid. You get one shining example of somebody that succeeded and actually did good with their success.
And build a theme park that's amazing!
Right, yeah. But that doesn't prove an ideology to be a good thing.
I don't know, but it's a pretty good step with the theme park and all.
Well, I mean, so to kind of criticize the 5 to 9, so I mean, it's kind of 9 to 5 is like this kind of working class anthem. Like, it sucks, right? It sucks where you fuck your job. It's a grind. But like 5 to 9 was paid for by Squarespace for a Super Bowl ad to promote everyone having their sweet side hustles. So
you can work your entire life 20 to 24 hours a day.
And we just normalize it. Because it's the way it's supposed to be.
So it sort of flips it on its head, you know?
It only takes about a generation to forget that it was 5 to 9 and not 9 to 5. See, it's already happening. Jesus.
Well, the only reason it was 9 to 5, as we remember, is because people like went on strike and were like killed and beaten by cops.
They died. They got killed.
In what incident would that have been in, Jared, for our listeners?
I mean, I guess one of the most famous ones is the Haymarket Massacre in Chicago. That's one of the incidents that gets commemorated by May Day.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that people died for the right to only have to work 9 to 5?
Yeah, well, again, it was in stages, right? So people died so you didn't have to work 7 days a week, you know? So it was only 6 days. Then they died so you could only work, you know, only had to work 5 days a week. And then some more people went on strike and died again, so then there was only an 8-hour day, you know?
And now we happen to live in an end-term life capitalist society in which the normalization of working 3 jobs, maybe 6 to a household, given maybe 2 to 3 adults, perfectly normal, it's what everyone does to survive, is maybe not the best ideology to be rolling forward with, is what I'm hearing and sorting out.
Yeah. We're not going to have jobs. Automation's going to take care of that eventually. Then we're going to have to find a new way to prove how much we're worth as people.
Well, damn.
Man, have you seen Elysium?
How are we going to do that?
I have. There are so many ham fists.
Big fists of ham.
Were there any rum ham fists? Rum ham fist.
Rum ham.
Rum ham. Always Sunny.
Everybody just keep yelling rum ham until Rob freaks out.
Rum ham!
Rum ham!
I'm a rum ham!
Rum ham! Rum ham!
You get your fingers off my rum ham.
I wonder how many groundhogs heavy the rum ham was.
I want to know how many groundhogs heavy Danny DeVito is.
Probably like one.
I wonder how many groundhogs he is
He's
tall.
So short. One.
How many groundhogs tall am I? One and a half?
Yeah, you're one and a half. You're taller than Danny DeVito, I'm pretty sure.
Not to keep us super positive on this episode or anything, but have you guys heard the latest that it's possible that the illness known as COVID-19 may have come from the Wuhan COVID research lab?
I haven't seen any legitimate things telling me that.
There has been a declassified document that from in March that said three individuals from the laboratory there got sick with an, quote, unknown illness. So to say that it was like engineered, no, not so much. There would be markers for that. But to say that it leaked from that lab, question mark now, because I see that the right has been grabbing a hold of like, oh, when we say it, it's, you know, hate and it's xenophobia. But now you can say it and it's fact. Anyone picking up any of those? Or am I digging too far into the right here? Should I step back?
We talked or posted about that in the chat this week, where I think Jared might have posted it. Yeah, I mean, it was just standard, you know, bipartisan political theater. Like, I don't know why we're surprised by this.
I posted that with my hashtag China bad. In this instance, right, the Republicans are right. They're right because when they say it, I mean, they're xenophobic. They're super xenophobic and racist about it. But, like, the Democrats aren't as racist, so it's more okay. Because they're not overly xenophobic. They're not overly racist and orientalist about it. But it's just enough that you get that little China bad just, like, buzzing in the back of your head. Like, it's still back there. And now it's even cemented more for liberals because they're like, oh, well, Biden's mistreat, you know, they're saying it now. So maybe there is something to that China. China's bad. Oh, geez. But, well, here's the thing, Rob. I mean, people were having weird unknown illnesses the whole fall before, right?
Yep. All over.
Right. And then, but the Wuhan was like the very first ever, is what they're saying. Ever.
We have freaking veered wildly off track. Rochelle, your segment was wonderful. Thank you very much for reading that article thoroughly. I appreciate your effort and attention to detail.
He already dropped off.
Oh, she'll hear it on the episode, right?
Yes, she will. She absolutely will.
So as far as like things that I had on my direct list of shit that needed chatted about, there were many things that kind of made the list. I mean, Trump, isn't there like a super congressional hearing convening?
Who cares?
I mean, I guess.
What was funny, someone I know on Facebook posted like some article from The Guardian or something that's like, Trump's done all these crimes. Why hasn't he gone to jail? What's going on? Why hasn't he gone to jail yet? And it's just like, how long have you lived under capitalism?
How much money does he have? How famous is he? How much influence does he have worldwide? I mean, there's your answer.
Yeah, it's just
The game is rigged for anyone who has enough money, and that's just how it's always been. How do you not understand this yet?
To be fair, he did say that everything was rigged. He didn't say whose favor that was in.
Well, he didn't need to, did he?
Well, his followers think it's rigged against him, but he was really maybe saying that telling us the truth that it is rigged, but just in the favor of the people in his group.
Yes. The Trump cadre.
And then every once in a while, though, you need a sacrificial lamb like Epstein, you know.
Literally.
Jeffrey and Ghislaine had a really good relationship.
What's going on with her, by the way?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, she's in jail, right?
Yeah, well, like I said, they had a good relationship. They finished each other's sentences.
Ooh, that was good.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Giraffe.
Sure thing, buddy.
I'm laughing.
So she's still in jail then, right?
Well, but didn't...
It's not a joke, she is.
But didn't they release some of her, like, deposition or papers or something, but they were so fucking redacted? Or they were suing to redact them? I don't know. It's been so long that...
You know, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, sacrificial lamb or not, they'll draw it out or suicide her or not, and nobody's going to care. Like, well, people barely care now.
That's the question. Do you think her prison guards will be too busy sucking each other off to watch the video cameras? And
now, that guaranteed. Is confirmed, right? They said that that's what they were doing, correct?
That's definitely not just a meme.
Right.
You know who has been back in the news, right?
Yes, but who are you thinking?
That bitch from the park, Amy Cooper. She is known as the Central Park Karen, called the cops on the black guy birdwatching when he told her to leash her dog. That right. lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is suing her employer for discrimination because they fired her after she went viral for being that racist bitch in the park.
Well, she was the discriminator. She was the bigot, so...
But she's now successfully probably going to sue her ex-employer for being discriminated against.
She's being discriminated against for her place of former employment being anti-bigot.
Yes.
Which, I guess, according to technical definitions, is accurate.
I guess the lawyer has to prove that in the law now, in the court now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So he has to prove that, oh, you guys say you treat everyone equally, but my client here, a bigot, is not being treated the same as your other employees. Like, is that what's going to happen?
that's how it happens in my head, I think.
Or tell it exactly how it went down for me.
How dare you fire my client for being a racist piece of shit?
Like, is racism a creed, a religion? Anything like
maybe
it kind of is a religion. Like, I saw a bunch of signs up in my hometown for MAGA church.
Oh, Jesus.
MAGA church, huh?
Yeah.
The Which maggots are breeding.
A weird conflagration of things. Like, we're supposed to separate those things.
I mean, it might depend on her former employers, like HR shit has. Like, if they have clauses in there that they don't, that there's, you know, that you can't discriminate, and like they don't tolerate sexism or racism or whatever. But if they don't have that, you know, because they could easily say, well, she's just being racist and we don't, you know, that's not on brand for us. So we fired her. But if they don't have those clauses, you know, then they're doing the discriminating.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yep.
Where's our lawyer?
To weigh in on this. Matthew.
I'm right here. I'm right here. It's fine. I got it under control. I took business law in senior year of high school.
You're perfect. It says our lawyer's playing wordscapes.
Must be some of them fancy $10 words.
Sports. I guess we don't want to talk about the hockey stuff, so that's a no-no zone. So we're not going to hockey. So that shaves 20 minutes, if not more, there.
What's hockey?
Right. Yeah, I don't know what that is. No.
I guess the good news is that in overall trend, COVID deaths as well as infections are on a downtrend. A lot of places are reaching the, you know, 70%, which I think on New Mexico, which Matthew said they were doing really good with their program. They've reached their, you know, not ultimate goal, but minimum goal, I guess you would say, which is pretty cool.
That's good.
Once those nanobots take over, nothing will matter anyway.
Very true. Fingers crossed.
It's Memorial Day weekend. I suppose if they're going to activate it, that's as good a time as any, right? Or you think they'll wait till the 4th of July, let us have the summer before they activate us?
No, Rob, the vaccine is spreading coronavirus. Duh.
Oh.
As I've warned all along, it's the vaccines that are the pandemic.
All along. The whole time, even before COVID was known.
Even well before the vaccines were created, they were spreading the virus.
We could talk about the Senate giving Jeff Bezos $10 billion to bail out his Space Force.
Uh-huh. And then what? What's the next part of that?
And then he bought what? Amazon what? Bought something is, with that is money,
is he still
right?
tied to Amazon?
Oh, that's a good question.
He still owns a bunch of shit, but he's not the CEO anymore or something.
Yeah, okay, so following along that, of course, Amazon is buying MGM for $8.5 billion. So congratulations are in order for everyone that we're speaking to right now. We just helped Jeff Bezos buy MGM.
Yay!
So a round of applause for everyone. Rob, hit that that clap the button. You do the sounds.
Well, and what's great, too, is that $10 billion is about like half of NASA's yearly budget. So imagine if you just gave
NASA... The
taxes NASA,
went to that, yeah.
Just gave them an extra $10 billion and they'll be like, oh, cool, we can go to Mars now. And like, what? Yeah, we have enough money now. We can go to Mars.
But NASA's not a businessman, and you can't be good and valuable if you're not a businessman. So... There's that.
I mean, just speaking truth here. There's no comeback to that.
Maybe we should get Trump in charge again.
That was the whole idea.
You say that facetiously, but
that's it. I'm voting
He's got
for
a
him.
Shot 2024.
2024 is coming up.
Rob, have you been to our local flea market lately?
No, but Jesus. There's why.
Jesus is correct.
I knew it.
There's a trailer that pulls in and like it opens up its sides. It looks like one of those trailers that is at the fair that you like throw darts at balloons at, like that size. Yeah. That opens up and just sells Trump shit. Trump 2024, F Biden sign, fuck Biden signs. I can say that. We're a podcast. Yeah, you know, all that stuff. So it's not going away.
No, it's
there's,
not going
there's
to.
There's still stands being set up all along the corridor from here to, you know, to our more metro southern neighbor, just full of Trump things and Confederate things and big yellow flags that say no step on snack. So, but yeah, it's not going anywhere.
What if you went up to that trailer and you're like, hey, give me one of those fuck Biden signs. And he's like, yeah. Yeah, brother, and you're like, yeah, I'm a fucking communist. Fuck Biden. And then he
whips his gun out and shoots you.
Yeah, Jesus, you don't know where you're shopping, yeah, do you, Jared?
I also have to give him money, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's that too.
Like, you want to buy the stuff and then just light it on fire in front of them, but they don't care. That just means they have money. Your money.
I don't know. I don't know, though. Because those are the people that burn, they buy stuff and then they burn it because they're mad.
That's true. Like the Nike thing, yeah.
Like I could see them actually getting mad. I mean, those are the people that get mad when you burn a flag. Like they get, I mean, they would probably be genuinely mad if you did that. Because you're defacing their god emperor.
That would probably aggravate them greatly.
Yeah, mate, but like it'd probably make like everyone else around me angry too.
I don't know. It's probably not great for the environment either. Yeah,
sure.
But the production of it was probably terrible for the environment.
Sounds like just in general, not a great idea.
Oh, we're fucked if we do, fucked if we don't. COVID's still out there and people still aren't going to get their vaccine. And I hope that we hit herd immunity soon enough and the numbers continue to decline.
Welcome to being among the 99% in America. That's just all of it. But I think more on the Trump 2024 stuff, it's just so much more evident now and so much more proofs are being provided that, you know, electing Biden didn't treat anything. And all we're doing is treating symptoms of the actual disease that's causing the Trump punchline to continually happen. Like, it's not going to change unless we fundamentally change the way we do things.
What do you think the probability of that happening without aggression are?
Zero.
I'd say 7%.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to convince rich people to give you their money.
Well, if we think of anti-aggression, hey, talk about the sloth.
She was so cute. She was just a little cutie, and she you can train her, and she does her stuff and things. But when she says no, you fuck off. She says no, and it's over. It's done.
don't know what no means. Does she literally go, no?
She does. She when she's on her little stand, when she moves to a certain spot, that means no. And it's the meet and greet's over.
Oh, my.
It's a diva.
My goodness.
She's in the know.
She requires consent.
She requires consent. And her handler is like, you better fucking listen.
Oh my god, sounds like her handler is relatively aggressive.
She just has security.
Is it enthusiastic consent or just consent?
Like, I don't know. Sloths don't move very fast, so can they ever be enthusiastic?
I don't know. What does an enthusiastic sloth even look like? I can't even
she got
it.
Treats. She got whatever food she wanted, so I mean, I'm sure she was happy with that.
Jared said the munch times were cute times.
Yeah, she's a little cutie. She stuck her tongue out. Her name's Vivian.
Sounds like a diva.
Oh, she was great. She just hung out.
So as far as the anniversary sloths go, 1 to 10 beads, or 1 to 6 bead scale for the sloth?
It's out of the park.
Six.
Too many beads to list.
Well, sloths have algae in their fur.
Yeah.
Ew,
this
why?
One. This one move. Did not.
Because it's food. They can eat it later.
Yeah.
Rob, you sound like Brian Fellows from SNL.
Reacting. Who's Brian Fellows?
Who is that? Goat. Brian Fellows is Tracy Morgan.
That's okay.
Can slots 69?
Very slowly.
Sure. Slowly.
Because one of them would have to be like right side up.
Well, no, they lived their lives upside down. So how would that work?
Right.
Well, they could still be side by side upside down. You know?
Oh, my. Our episode didn't have all the super excitingness because we did miss out on a little hockey talk. The stock talk was fun. Zach Smack was fun.
It's a Land Baron. That's what brings
us. Oh, yeah, Land Baron will wrap her up.
Yeah.
What insanity did we want to, like, let's just handpick a couple because the dump was pretty big.
Yeah. Just busy this week. I mean, well, we could tie it into, like, talking about zombies earlier. She posts that the only people wearing masks in ShopRite were buying crates full of junk food. Hashtag zombie.
What does that mean? Because I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what her interpretation of zombie is. Think in her world, that would mean that they're all welfare Democrats or stupid Democrats. I don't know.
Well, the zombies are the sheep that buy the lamestream news that tell you that COVID is real and you should get a vaccine so you don't die.
And her version of junk food might be like canned soup or something like that, because she's just wackadoo about everything. She called George Floyd a porn star, drug addict.
What the fuck?
Gun pointing child abandoner.
Does that mean it was okay for that cop to murder him?
Is that what this is quoting her. I almost don't want this to be a soundbite that I say, but he was an all around loser who overdosed to be then used as a martyr by an opportunistic terrorist movement.
As quoted by the Land Baron.
Yes, that would be Land Baron.
So I guess the cop was in on that, right? And the other cop and all the police department?
Well, I think it's just saying that the cops deserve a break because he was a loser and they were just...
A porn star and a drug addict.
Which, there's so much to unpack there. Like, she's saying that porn star is a bad thing. And, like, all of these things are reasons why it was fine that he died. I don't really know. Well,
but remember, the terrorist movement she's talking about is Black Lives Matter.
Right. Okay. So.
So this is one that I thought was pretty interesting. 5D chess. Trump's Operation Warp Speed looks like it was actually a ploy to get Democrats to exterminate themselves using the Fauci/Obama bioweapon that they thought would bring down America. Now libtards are committing vaccine suicide. 96% of Dems plan to get vaccinated. What happens when a huge percentage of them die in the next 1 to 2 years? Situation update, May 25th, part 3. Operation Warp Speed, a trap for Democrats to exterminate themselves.
So,
pretty good. That's
insane. Mother, kill their babies. That's what I heard. Anyway, go on, John.
So,
sorry. Need to a insane mother who killed the babies. The baby cat flips back.
Every time you start saying that, Mike, I start laughing. That's just how it works. Jesus. Okay. So, good God. So Fauci and Obama created a bioweapon to kill Americans, but it's also it's Trump that did it.
Yes, because Trump's warp speed was a ploy to get Democrats to exterminate themselves.
What is warp speed?
Warp speed is the virus vaccine production for the virus.
Okay, so Trump is trying to kill the Democrats. Literally, like, it was Trump's plan to kill the Democrats.
Yes.
And it was Fauci and Obama's plan to kill all of the Americans.
To exterminate themselves using the Fauci-Obama bioweapon that they thought would bring down America.
So, right, Fauci-Obama created a bioweapon to bring down America, but Trump is using it to literally murder all of the Democrats. That was his plan. That's what she's 96%
of us. That's her. Yes, that's what she thinks the plan is. From the
looks of things. I think the 5D part is turning it on its head. Right, the Democrats thought they were going to use it to do a thing, but no, Trump tricked them. He's like, now you got to take this vaccine that I also took. Another layer to this to keep in mind is that she is probably one of those people believes that, like, Fauci, like, runs or owned or whatever, like, that Wuhan lab and had some, like, big hand in that. So that's something else.
Wow. See, and it's just unbelievable. And she has a post. This is so disturbing. Sometimes I wonder how I'm able to sleep at all. If you believe this, yes, how are you able to sleep at all? If you truly think that the president of the United States secretly planned to kill over half the population, yeah, that's a little fucked.
Was he Thanos?
It's literally saying that both of these presidents tried to kill
the other half of the country.
So why is one better than the other?
Why are either of them allowed to be in charge if that's the case? They just want to murder us.
Well, I mean,
it must be 6D chest. Elon's in charge.
It's just a bunch of rich assholes is what we're saying.
Well, the question is, like, I mean, what the fuck did Fauci / Obama, like, what were they doing with that anyway? Like, what were they going to do other than make a vaccine? Like, what? It boggles my mind. Like,
I mean, that's what all, like, I'm scrolling up trying to, like,
there's no context. The next
thing you posted was, like, quantum financial systems. And I don't even want to start reading that one.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't put it past any of this shit. Well, so, but the best part about this is somehow these people can combine state, like, this new state of the art. Like, now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I often am, but, like, the whole point of cryptocurrencies is that it's its own thing that isn't connected to any sort of fiat currency, that it's
decentralized and secured via blockchain.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So then it being linked to physical gold that exists in the world seems to be completely counterintuitive. Defeatist.
Yeah, it defeats it. Totally.
Okay. So I read digital gold backed currency, and I was reading digital gold.
Digital gold like exists in World of Warcraft.
Well, right. See, the sentence is kind of, they're all word salad-y. Okay, no, you can use either a piece. See, I didn't read it because I didn't want to because I was scared. You can use either a piece of gold or a piece of gold-backed digital money to make a purchase. Digital money is used for convenience instead of carrying around gold pieces. Both have the same value. The common denominator of the value of any currency is the backing of that currency by a valued commodity or asset. So our money right now is worth nothing.
In a literal sense, yes, our money is worthless.
Right.
It's only worth anything because of the value that we have assigned and assume it to have. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, our money truly hasn't been worth the paper it's printed on for decades. Our currency is not backed.
We can't back money with gold. Like, it's stupid.
Like, it's antiquated, why is gold
archaic?
Why is that really even, like, Yeah, not that valuable.
Exactly.
I mean, it'd be a much better investment to like put that fucking gold in electronics and shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just sitting in a vault. Make
PCBs or something out of it.
Instead of sitting in a vault tied to your Bitcoin wallet. I think this seems like especially boomer, right? Because this is looking to the future to get back to the past. Right? Yeah. Looking to the past where things were good. And things were good, not... The only reason was because we had gold-backed currency, right? It wasn't because we had strong labor unions. It wasn't because the USSR still existed, so there was a lot
72% corporate tax rate.
Right, 72% corporate tax rate. There wasn't a pressure for the U.S. business and the Western business interests to, like, cave to worker demands to prove that, like, we can also have fulfilling lives, you know, in capitalism when you had people living, you know, this about the same level of, you know, life expectancy and health and things in, you know, communist countries like the USSR. Like, no, that's not the reasons. It's because we had the fucking gold-backed currency.
The gold-backed currency and the gold used by Chinese elders... in parentheses, the good guys, they're not the commies.
Oh, the good Chinese, not the bad Chinese. Well,
the good Chinese elders are going to create the new QFS digital money, which will be the backing for all of the currencies in the world. There's plenty of gold to back these currencies.
Why should it be?
More than sufficient to accomplish a new QFS monetary system for the entire world. So she wants... She's in favor of the QFS, which is the quantum financial system, yes?
Yes.
So she wants a global money. So she's a globalist now?
Oh.
I thought that was Jewish.
Well, I mean, they use globalist to say Jewish cabal, but an actual globalist wants just the globe to do the same thing. That's what globalism is at its base. You know, not every place can do the same thing, but, you know, global economy just uses essentially one money with a lot of, you know, back and forth and exchange. Yeah, so she's positing a globalist money in her anti-globalist rantings.
Yes.
No one has any direction anymore.
In any system she wants, it is based fundamentally on money.
Yes.
So her entire...
Well, also, we own ourselves, so that's why we have rights, right?
Well, yes. You can't own yourself if you don't have enough ancient Chinese elder gold to buy
yourself. You own yourself if you have debt, period.
How can you own yourself if you haven't bought yourself?
Oh, true. Who do you pay? Holy your fuck, mom?
That's how they're going to get people to accept slavery. Like, oh, I haven't bought myself.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know you've lived in America for very long, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Already doing it.
So, just new post dropped. Wakey, wakey, wakey. World's about to flip. 3 exclamation points. And then it's hashtag Durham.
Okay.
D-U-R-H-A-M. I click on this hashtag on the Facebook, and it's... the first post that comes up is North Carolina car meets. It's like this car show. North Carolina.
You know what they say about Joe Biden? Man, get his dad drive a car.
Corn pop in the back because he was one bad dude.
But what? Is that maybe it's North Carolina? Is that when it's gonna flip? It's finally gonna flip for Trump.
The audit moving. The audit parade moving from Arizona to North Carolina next. Is that what it is?
Oh, is Arizona finally free of the audit? Is it no
I
fraud?
Think so. I'm pretty sure the organization pulled out. They're like, it's all here. Like, this was bullshit. Like, the company was like, they said, yeah, there's no fraud.
Why are we here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Look for that to happen in North Carolina next. Or Georgia.
Or Pennsylvania.
Or maybe Pennsylvania, yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen for real this time. This time, definitely for real.
How many times do you think he's lost now? 150? He's getting up there.
He has to set the record. He's going to be the number one biggest loser.
Oh my god, he will be the best Biggest Loser, and that wasn't even his show.
It was, yeah, I missed it. But she basically quoted, like, shared a tweet from Marjorie Taylor Greene,
crazy bitch.
Yes, and she like posted some tweet from her, and she's like, this bitch is fire, and then she posts the fire emojis. Oh my god, and now she's quoting Noam Chomsky.
Oh boy.
Literally all over the place.
She just, it's like you take anything you can from any ideology and just smash it together.
And it makes you more confused than last time.
On topic we've been talking about, but this is like maybe a quote from Chomsky, I don't know. But it's attributed to him. And the whole educational and professional training system is a very elaborate filter, which just weeds out people who are too independent and who think for themselves and who don't know how to be submissive and so on, because they're dysfunctional to the institutions.
I mean, I'm sure that's a sentiment that's been shared, and rightfully so, by a lot of people. It doesn't necessarily have to be Noam Chomsky to be true.
Yeah, so it's like a true statement, but... Yeah. But you can take that to mean, huh, maybe these institutions and capitalism are bad. Or you can think, maybe these institutions are the blood-sucking Satanist cabal.
Good lord, you're right.
But like, well, I mean, I guess you can either be, you can think they're the bloodthirsty Satanist cabals literally or figuratively.
Sure, yes.
But, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, capitalism is kind of figurative with their blood-sucking and such.
The adrenochrome's the literal, I take it?
Yeah, right.
Marx did call the capitalists the vampire class.
And
it's been the capitalists the whole time! The capitalists are sucking out the adrenochrome!
Billy Corgan did call the world a vampire.
Wow. It's Billy Corgan, just quoting Marx.
Thank you for joining us for another exciting episode of the Anal Pod. Feel free to catch us on our next episode. We'll be breaking down the hot topics of today and what's going on around us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, review wherever you found our podcast. That really helps us get noticed. And for those diligent listeners who made it to the end, send us an email at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com. If we get an email from you with the word woo in it, in the month of June, you'll be entered for a free host birthday raffle. Surprise!